A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. My mother used to tell us stories about when she was a child. We called those experiences stories about the olden days. One of those stories came to mind when I was reflecting on today's gospel. My grandparents came to America from Italy and settled in Pennsylvania. My grandfather was a lumberjack, and so the family lived in what my mother called the woods. They lived in a duplex house with another family living in the other half of the house, and the walls were made of pine lumber. Sometimes there would be holes in the planks that were used for the walls. My grandmother did not have a sewing machine, but her neighbor did. And occasionally, my grandmother would go over to her house and do her mending. My grandmother told my mother that she would be back very shortly, and that my mother could watch her by looking through the hole in the wall where she would be sewing. My mother said she would sit so she could see my grandmother and never took her eyes off her as she peered through that hole, waiting for my grandmother to come home. In today's gospel, Zacchaeus, who hears that Jesus is passing through Jericho, wants to see Jesus. He was short, and the road was crowded. But Zacchaeus was a man who seemed to go after what he wanted. So he climbs up a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus, and he found a way to do it. Luke tells us that when Jesus gets to the tree where Zacchaeus is perched, he stops, looks up, tells Zacchaeus to come down quickly, and invites himself to dinner. Here we have three persons deliberately looking at another, but for different reasons. My mother was looking out of a genuine desire and anxiety for her mother's presence, for the security she felt when she was with her mother. Zacchaeus was looking out of curiosity. And Jesus was looking to invite Zacchaeus to be his friend. To share a meal was usually a sign of wanting to have a meaningful relationship with another. Jesus was offering Zacchaeus the gift of intimacy. Zacchaeus was looking at Jesus out of curiosity, but Jesus looked at Zacchaeus with love and a desire to be his friend, a gift that Zacchaeus would never have presumed to even hope for. Jesus did not have to wait long for a response. Zacchaeus came down quickly and received him with joy. His curious gaze changed into a grateful response to Jesus' invitation, and his whole life changed. He makes amends for any fraud he was guilty of and gives half of his possessions to the poor. And when Jesus is criticized for extending his love to this tax collector, his response is that he has come to seek and save what was lost. Can we believe that the slightest effort on our part to deepen our relationship with Jesus will be returned with an even greater love? Can we believe that Jesus is looking at us the way he looked at Zacchaeus, and that he is hoping we will respond to his invitation to grow ever closer to him, just as Zacchaeus did? How shall you respond? How shall I respond?